To some, cutting hair is a necessity, but during this pandemic, we do feel that it is something we don't really need. Imagine the amount of contact you will have, even if you are wearing gloves and a mask. The hair that is cut, the sweat, the scissors used, oh, so many contact points that we need to worry about. Just recently, a barber in Mississippi passed away after he was infected by one of his clients. As reported by iHeart, Eugene Thompson, 46, died on Saturday, April 4, less than a month after testing positive for COVID-19. He, who owns Taper Nation, a very popular barbershop in the area, first admitted that he had fallen sick in a Facebook post on the 18th of March. He wrote, "Quarantine yourself, stay away from people, places, or things. I felt a little acca, fever was a little high, so I came to get checked. Tapernation will be closed for the rest of the week. Well-deserved rest and relaxation." https://www.facebook.com/taper2k/posts/419573739044019. However, just earlier that day, he posted on his Facebook that he will only be accepting clients who have reserved a slot with him. https://www.facebook.com/taper2k/posts/419500664051322. For those who are looking forward to a haircut after the announcement yesterday, we humbly ask that you really consider your options. Do you really need that trim? Or are you just putting yourselves in an unnecessary risky situation? Please consider. Okay. Also read, Justin, barbers, Dobie, optical shops, and six other businesses allowed to operate in phases. You have reached the end of this story.